Hey, everybody. Welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast Anniversary, Silver Anniversary, episode number 25. I can't believe we've been doing it this long.
That's what she said.
You don't hear that often, though, Matt.
That's true.
Okay. Well, that's a great start. We'll go around. Uh-oh, what was that, Nick? Okay, we'll go around the table. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics.
Justin Pinto.
Sugar Shane.
Joe F., 20-year comic book veteran.
Ryan Sargent.
Adam Russell.
Matt Lytle.
Tony Andreoli.
And calling in from Cleveland?
At Nick Borelli.
At Nick Borelli. I didn't realize you were at Nick.
Very cool. Well, I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
At Nick.
We'll all find you that way. Okay. I figured, after reading a couple of the number twos last week, I had a little, not revelation, but... there were some that I really liked and some that I really hated, and I fear that might be an interesting subject because I know most of the people here are reading the DC number twos, and I just kind of wanted to go over and have everybody talk about what books surprised them with the number twos and which books disappointed them with the number twos. My two, the big ones that stuck out to me last week was Batman Dark Knight, which I really didn't care for number one. It seemed to me it was just another Batman story, and there was no point to it. But number two really stood out, and I really liked it, and I really want to see where that goes, and I think Finch's art has a lot to do with that. So that
Isn't
was my...
Is he co-drawing that now?
No,
he's co-plotting it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's still drawing it.
Thing, yeah.
But yeah, but Jenkins is co-plotting it or writing it.
Until he hits issue five or something.
Yeah, and then it'll be off. But it
coverage only. Coverage and layouts.
But that was just one after the first one just was blah, but the second one...
Well, it's because you had read it the week before.
What?
Batman the Dark Knight was Batman...
Yeah,
in a different
order. Right.
I mean, it wasn't new.
Yeah, I'm like, I read it the week before. But then the one that really disappointed me was Firestorm, which the number one was kind of, okay, I'll give you a chance to get set up, and the number two, just for me, was just yuck. Still okay. Really confusing, completely generic bad guys, and then the fact that Jason Rush crossed his arms and banged his wrists together to become Firestorm was just yuck.
Hokey.
Yeah.
Wonder and then, Twins power.
Yeah, and then so I was cruising through the rest of the number twos today, trying to finish them all up, and there were some I did not get to yet. But a lot of them, some of them I really liked, like Batgirl. Really, number two stepped it up for me. I like number two much more than I like number one. And then some other ones like Batman and Robin, I felt number two was really slow and boring, and I didn't care for it at all. So just odd. Yeah, I love my note for Birds of Prey. Odd, but not in a good way. So I didn't like that. And then Blackhawks, actually. I like number two much more than I like number one. So some of them, maybe it's just they're taking time to grow.
See, number one blew it out of the water for me. I just...
You didn't like it?
I didn't even want to do number two. Maybe it'll get better. I don't know.
Yeah. That's how I felt. Like Frankenstein, the whole issue was basically the origin of the characters, where they had just been done really well in the Flashpoint. Why didn't they just keep that origin?
Because that's Flashpoint. That's
right, but,
time
but that was a much better origin than the one they came up with.
Which
in this one? All of them, where they were just, this one, they were all created by the lady that ended up becoming the creature of the Black Lagoon character. She was experimenting, and that's what they all ended up being. Where the other one had a little more of a personal vibe to it. It was the father of the girl trying to find a solution. So that was kind of neat, where this other one just felt really bad, which is weird because it's the same person.
Is this the same Father Time from previous continuity Shade?
That's my guess, because it's in a new incarnation. But
she
I never
a shadow of him with the little bowler hat. This would be the second Father Time, the black guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he was in Morrison, the Seven Soldiers.
Yeah.
And that's what he was kind of like, that almost Nick Fury-ish character in that. So.
What? A Marvel metaphor? What?
Kind of, yeah. He was, Father Time in the Seven Soldiers was, black guy, wore sunglasses and a bowler hat, and gave everybody orders like Nick Fury. And kind
So Ultimate Nick Fury.
Yeah, like Ultimate Nick Fury.
With two eyes, though.
Yes, with two eyes.
Is that N-I-I-C-K?
Right.
who is just really Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow. Anyway.
T-Y?
You mean Mace Windu? Yeah.
Were they matched?
Stop. Welcome Sorry, once again. And then,
is that Nick Fury?
Like, Justice League Dark, it was one of the books that I was really, really looking forward to. And number two may have lost me. Because I think it was 10 or 12 pages of Dead Man and Dove's relationship that I don't care about. And my other problem with the book was that you had a scene where Dead Man had to be in another body to talk to her, and then in the apartment he didn't. And then he had to go in that girl to talk to her. It just, none of it made sense to me. So I was very disappointed.
I don't think he has to be in another body to talk to her. I think he just has to be in another body to,
engage with her physically.
Procreate?
Yeah.
Fornicate.
That's it.
Three tries, we landed on the right word.
Since Colin stepped away, I'll say Wonder Woman number two was my biggest surprise, because number one was disappointing to me as much as I looked forward to it, but number two is exactly what I expected from that creative team.
Yeah.
Number two got me. It was good. It really set up with different, what's different about the mythos in this one versus other incarnations. And it was... action-oriented enough that it kept my attention throughout the whole thing.
Is she more in her own book in the second issue?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's in the book.
In fact, they even go to the mascara.
Wow.
So
what are your, Nick, what are your thoughts, or anybody, what are your thoughts on the big reveal for number three they made already?
That she's a god?
Well, that she's the daughter of Zeus and
well, that was in number two.
Yeah, it puts her at least at a demigod status. They hinted at it heavily. They were trying to say that.
Well, they alluded to it, but there was an article in the Times
she
where
came out and said it.
No, because she said "see you later, sis" at the end. That was how it ended.
Yeah, but it was basically saying that it was.
But she's Zeus.
But I thought number two was much better than number one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
She's a demigod though.
Yes, which makes sense. That makes you know other than being a little clay baby.
Well,
yeah, it's kind of like almost like a subtle jibe at the Christianity mythos, saying, you had a kid virginal. That's cool. There was no other guy? Like, no, I was visited at night. Or, in this case, I made some clay. and the clay got hit by lightning from the gods. Yeah.
That happens.
As opposed to just, you know, Zeus on a bender.
Yeah, but I think... You know, I think a lot of the negative feedback on the internet was ridiculous. That now she can't be a women's lib, you know, or a feminist icon because she has a
father.
Because
she's not made of
clay. Because she has a father. Yeah, because
that's just how it works.
I'm just
she has to be made of clay.
Before, she stood up for people that only had mothers and didn't have fathers. That's what she represented. Well,
I don't know. I thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm just kind of surprised they didn't write it in sooner. Like, I'm kind of surprised that this is the first time in a Wonder Woman comic that someone hasn't changed that origin and kind of added someone else. Well, it just seems like a natural, logical conclusion to jump to.
I think out of the big three, though, she's the only one that's not had continued success. And they have to change her to try to find some sort of...
Oh, right. It's a book that definitely needed some change to it.
Because Wonder Woman, it's...
Yeah, no, that's what I mean, though. Yeah. Like, I'm surprised that in all the time that they've, you know, tried to reinvent her and try to... spin the story a different way to make it more successful, that hasn't been done yet. So, but I agree with you. On the internet, you know, everyone freaked out, but I was just kind of like, so, why not?
It's a lot better than I Ching.
Right.
I don't know if you guys... Are you guys familiar with that era?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, the Denny O'Neill stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people just need to stay off
the internet. Both people he touched.
People take things too hard sometimes.
Do you want to just go? I have a massive list.
Sure. Just a couple more. Swamp Thing, I think, has been fantastic. I thought issue two was brilliant. My real surprise one that nobody is probably going to agree with, but I've loved the first two issues of Superman. I've just loved everything about them. I love the dialogue boxes, thought boxes almost instead of thought balloons. Mm-hmm. Just how much story has been in each issue? Because
that's what I like.
You read Superman, then you read Supergirl, and the Supergirl two issues that have come out would have been about four pages in Superman.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Total. It's just I realize it's probably very old style. You know, packing a lot in, and people have been saying it's too dense. But I just, as I finished each one, I've just been like, that's a comic book. That was great.
I think the one thing that bothers me, I'm going to stick with it mainly because I'm curious of what's going on, but I don't think they've had, like, the characters that are really keeping you, you know? It's just Superman's have been fighting monsters.
Well, yeah, but it's developing his relationship with Lois and just showing Clark as a separate character from Superman.
But I think with a lot of these books, I'm looking for something either different or something. Okay. You know? And I
think they're building.
So
there's these two Kryptonian bad guys, and he doesn't understand what's going on.
Yeah, and
so
I think that's the main.
I like
thing
that there's
is
a lot going
me
on.
With it because I want to see what's going to happen next, and there is a lot of story
yeah.
to it. So.
And then I compare it with something like Savage Hawkman that just. Nothing's happened. I'm bored, and the art's horrible.
So. I'm going to keep reading it because Prez gets off in 6 issues, and there's a glowing light at the end of the tunnel.
See, I'm really liking his stuff. So.
I did like the ending, though.
Well, they just announced today that
yeah, Nicola Scott has taken over the art.
Just three, five, and six. Yeah,
three, five, and six.
Yeah, I think she's doing three,
yeah,
five,
something
and
like
six,
that.
Not number four.
Three issues. Sorry, is what I meant. She was
no,
doing
yeah,
three
yeah.
Ish, arts for three issues.
But that's the numbers that she's doing. She's not doing number four. She's just doing three, five, and six.
That's
but,
cool.
Yeah, but I mean that's interesting that they're bringing her in. And George Perez even said that he thought that her art was more similar to his than.
But you know what's really interesting about that was, weren't they all supposed to have 3 issues in the can before they released the first one?
I believe so, yes.
And now they're just changing the artist on 3?
Well, she may have been working on it. They just didn't want to release the info or something.
Oh, come
before.
On. When they
there's no way she could have it ready
in
3 weeks.
When they had Dan DiDio's head on a pike for not having enough women creators, that you don't think they had to come out and be like, whoa, Nicola Scott's going to be doing Superman. Like, hold on.
Maybe, but it had that. To. Right, but she's been working on it longer than just starting announced yesterday because the book.
No, but she.
I've already ordered number 3.
Week,
they've
yeah.
already, it's at the printer right now. So.
What was it solicited as?
No, it was solicited as the guy.
Okay.
But I'm just saying now.
Well, are you going to cancel your orders because they changed it? That's
no.
what you do with Marvel.
I do not cancel my Marvel
orders. Between, though, Action Comics and Superman, though, I think Action Comics is a little more new reader friendly, though.
I
think that's why I've been enjoying it the most.
I liked Action number 2 a lot better than Action number 1.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, Action number 1, I was iffy. Action number 2, I can't wait to read 3.
Yeah.
I was disappointed with Action number 2 only because I expected the full 32 pages of story, and I got 22 and then, like, 6 pages of, here's what's coming up next, and I don't want to know what's coming up next.
Number 3
I
is the
I just want to read it, yeah. I dropped a lot of number 2s where I said that I wasn't going to come back for number 3. Detective, just because... For a while, I was like, man, I really like Tony Daniel, and I don't mind his writing, but I really like his art, and I do still really like his art. I just feel like this whole butcher-slasher thing really isn't going anywhere. I mean, I think you, Colin, made the thing that they wouldn't let him examine the Joker's face from issue number 1. The Batman said that the GCPD wouldn't let him take a look at the forensic evidence, and I agree with you. Like, there's your red herring right there. It just seems kind of obvious, and I need less bad books. Justice League International.
Nevermore.
Right. But Justice League International is not grabbing me. Stormwatch, I tried number 2, and I felt the same way after I read number 1.
But now number 3 was really good.
I'm,
I will tell you that.
That.
I know.
Two about was number 2, and that's why
no, I didn't like number 2, but
so
I liked
you know,
number 3.
I thought you did like
I think I liked number 2. I think I read number 2. I think I liked it.
2 was the moon
you didn't
coming
like Justice
out,
League International? No, that was number 1 starting
just,
the moon coming out.
I didn't think
it was a bad book. I liked the whole dynamic between Guy Gardner and Booster Gold.
Yeah, no, I like that, and I don't think it's a bad book. I think it's just, like, I was reading it mainly for Booster Gold, and I was saying last week how they kind of changed Booster in this new continuity.
Yeah.
And I don't really like the way his personality changed, and something about Dan Jurgen's writing, I don't know, just
really
doesn't super excite me all the time.
I want to see where it went between Gardner and Booster Gold, because I want to see Booster whoop the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah.
I like that combo between Booster and Batman, where he's like, you still got Skeets? And he's like, oh, yeah, I still got him.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was asking him, like, where's Skeets? And then they, like, 3 cents. And they,
where was
I thought they were going to give him his own
in,
book.
In number 2.
Yeah, was he in, like,
no, he's like, he was, like, talking to him, like, on the radio or something.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I still got Skeets, don't worry.
Yeah, they didn't explain it too much. He just said that it's still there.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the allusion to the characters introduced to number 3, I wouldn't be reading number 3.
Because
I'm a huge Max Lord fan, and they said,
okay.
Next
Max
month.
Lord fan. I've never heard of
how are you a huge Max Lord fan?
Yeah.
I am, man. I love him.
You're the one.
Oh, you want to get your head snapped off by one.
Which era of Max Lord do you like?
What'd you say?
I said, which of the two eras of Max Lord do you like?
Do you like Rich Businessman or How High I Killed Ted Kord, Max Lord?
They both have their appeal.
They're both diametrically different. I mean, they're They're basically two different characters.
Yeah.
He wants to be a rich guy to kill Ted Kord.
Nah.
Rich serial killer. Or was it in OMAC that they said he was coming next?
In OMAC. He popped up in OMAC at the end of OMAC.
Okay, that must have been...
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I'm coming back for OMAC 3. Because I hope that they tie up, they start doing more like the Brother Eye, and okay. That's the only reason I'm going for
it. Yeah, OMAC, I'm not a fan OMAC of 1 killed me.
Oh, two, really? Wasn't it? So I'm really loving that book.
Number
2 was just as good to me as number 1. I liked it a lot.
When did JLI come out? I don't even know if I read that yet.
Today?
Number 3 came out today.
Oh, I read it.
One book that I think really made a comeback, though, was Dark Knight. Since the whole One Face thing.
I really ignored it.
Yeah, I really think it made a big comeback, though, in all of it. The last panel especially, though, just makes me want to come back for the next issue. Once you get over the whole One Face thing, you can get back onto it. It is...
I don't know if I could get over that one.
Yeah.
That one hit me pretty
hard. Yeah, I was worried, you know. But no, it really did. It made a good comeback.
I gave Voodoo another chance with number 2. Because I like Ron Mars and I like Sammy Bozzi's art, and number 2 was really, really good. I mean, I liked number 1, but I wasn't sure if it was something I would want to read every week. But number 2 was really cool. I think this is going to be a cool series.
And Voodoo number 2 is my favorite jump from 1 to 2, and it's also my favorite book I didn't expect to like.
Right.
I mean, that could be a TV series. It's good.
It could. I agree with you.
I'm watching a lot of Fringe right now, like just catching up. Maybe that's just in the back of my mind, but like it's weird and it's like somewhat unsettling. You went into the book wanting to root for her, and then in like half an issue you're like, she's the bad guy.
Right. Well, then that other character that showed up with the energy blast and he kind of had like the crew cut and the cigar. I was wondering if that was going to be Major Force.
Looks exactly like Major Force. Different name, though.
Yeah, I forget what they
call it. Be black and white.
But. Yeah. But just that they're working that kind of stuff in there, too. You know, all of a sudden these, you know, Iron Man-like stormtroopers show up out of nowhere with, you know, who looks like Major Force, and they just start blowing the crap out of the building. I thought that was cool.
Well, Ron Mars famously put a girl in a refrigerator.
Right, with
Major Force.
Or via Major Force.
Right.
Did anybody see in the back of... all the comics, they're all DC Comics last week that they explained a little bit about the hooded woman.
Yes.
Yeah. It was hard to find because they put the Noel preview, so if you ended the book and you didn't read past the Noel preview, you didn't see it, but it's on the last page, so...
Yeah, how she's in all 52 number ones.
Yeah, and it's saying
surprise,
that you'll...
Did you know that?
The last paragraph in this says that you'll soon see the next steps of this character's evolution in the pages of Justice League.
I had no idea. She
and in the months to come, we'll see more events ripple across titles as we continue to weave the DC universe together and tell even more amazing stories.
Well,
preview, I didn't notice that.
Were you honestly thinking
about? That's the thing, and that leads me into something else I was going to say about one of the books. Justice League number 2 is something where it's kind of on the fence for me. Like, I'm not going to drop this arc, but I'm finding more and more that I'm kind of bored with Geoff Johns' writing, and I feel like it reads better in trade. So I feel like Justice League might be a book that I'll drop in the future and pick up in trade. And, you know, now that they said in this article that they're going to bring her back, Purple Hooded Lady in the pages of Justice League, I was kind of like, okay. Because there's no way Geoff Johns is going to, you know, say anything meaningful about her in one issue. It's going to be like a 12-issue arc, and then there's going to be an event, and then there's going to be some aftermath. And
Only 12 issues?
Oh, no.
I think it'll last a couple years.
Well,
it's going to be 12 issues to introduce the purple-headed, the red-headed, the yellow-headed, the green-headed, the blue-headed.
So we have the Hooded Lady Corps.
And the dead one.
Yeah.
right.
And then you got the dead one.
And then we have the Hooded Knight. And
The main thing I'm worried about, the sentence in here that says that they're going to try to continue to weave together the DC Universe, because I don't know how much weaving I want to see. You know? I like them as single, you know.
You like being able to read one book and not have to read 5 more to follow it?
Exactly.
I think they've done a nice job of keeping most of them separate, even if there are slight ties between them.
They're going to start tying more and more together.
I don't know. I think the best, the most surprising number 2, and I don't know, I got a recommendation to read it, was Green Lantern's New Guardians.
Yeah.
And, I mean, maybe Geoff Johns brought about all the blue and the green and the orange and all the different colors, but, I mean,
of all of them,
I think that book is really... I think it's the best lantern book by far.
Yeah. Well, and don't get me wrong, I like the light spectrum lanterns. It just took 3 years to develop them.
Yeah. What else would you be doing? You're not for a lack of reading. You're ready to go.
My favorite part is what's the
Kyle Rayner?
No, the Guardian, who's
Ganthet.
Yeah,
he's got no emotion.
He has no emotion. He got what they call it, a lobotomy, emotional lobotomy.
I think that's where they lost me with Green Lantern, is that I've been waiting for this kind of, you know, reflex against the Guardians for so long, and it's gotten to the point where I'm like, this is going to come, I'm just not really ready to wait.
I think there's something big with the Guardians coming, because, like, after they got possessed by the last ones, now they're all, like, instead of being real calm, they're showing more emotion than they did before. They're like, you know, like, they attacked Ganser, you know? And I think there's something big on to come with them. I hope to God they'll.
I don't think people can take them seriously anymore because their ways have been proven wrong. I think
they're just villains.
Blackest Night.
Yeah, exactly, Nick. They're just villains.
Yeah. They're just villains. That's how I read them. And if you guys watch the animated
series. Oh, man.
What was that, Nick?
Sorry, you'll be excited by the animated series because they're actually kind of like helpful.
Oh, good.
And, they're not like mean.
Like doing their jobs instead of just being galactic idiots.
Just trying to figure out.
What do you call them?
Space Hitlers?
The little blue Space Hitlers.
Space Hitlers, yeah.
They are basically Space Hitlers. Yeah. The only reason they don't like Sinestro is he was, you know, doing their gig.
Yeah, he did exactly what they wanted them to do. And they were like, oh, you can't do that. That's what we do.
Which in a way they created him.
Space Hitlers.
I believe I did say that.
Nice.
Like, you know.
Everybody hates Hitler, man.
Many a blue podcast ago.
Yeah. You got to think, every event so far has happened mainly because of the Guardians.
Yeah.
Crisis on Infinite Earths happened because of the Guardians. Yep. It's a pretty big deal.
Well, they are Guardians of the Universe. I mean,
yeah,
they should be involved.
Where's the Revengers, you know, but the Guardians?
Right.
Throw all their mistakes in their face and then have Wonder Man show up.
Right. I guess with the number twos, like, even the ones that I didn't like, I feel like the quality is still pretty consistent. Like, everything that I'm not dropping because I think it's a horrible book. I'm just dropping it just because I'm not interested. You know,
Men of War.
Yeah, can't get into it.
I think a lot of the first week's ones are going to be gone for me.
Really? Yeah, does anybody get me into that book? Because I'm going to buy it either way.
I like the first issue. I thought it was really good.
I've read two.
I didn't like the backup story so much.
Oh, the backup was great.
I thought the backup was
I'm not saying it was bad. I just couldn't get into it as much as. And now, I know you didn't like the main story in the first issue because it had a superhero in it.
That was my. I liked the story other than that because it felt forced. Like, it was a good story, and then, like, let's have four panels of super person and then back to a war book.
Yeah.
And that just didn't feel right.
I mean, it goes along with what they were saying when they described the book of saying, you know, this is a infantry soldier's perspective on a world with superheroes. So I was glad that the superhero fight wasn't in it longer, but it was kind of a major point in the issue. And I agree with you.
And they didn't really talk about it number two, though.
See, I guess I don't think they would, though, because I figure this is kind of running the mill for them now. But
yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
How's everybody getting into All-Star Western?
I didn't like it better than I expected.
Yeah. I am, too. I didn't expect it to be as good as I've... You know.
I was so excited when I opened number two and they were like, oh, yeah, the crime Bible. And I was like,
yeah, I know.
Right.
I didn't read two yet. You just ruined it for me. Thanks.
I really didn't think I would like
spoiler
a lot
alert.
Of books that were like not centered in the DCU.
I'm sorry, what was that, Nick?
I really didn't think there's a lot of the books that I would have liked that weren't centered in the core DCU.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out those are the books I'm liking the most. Like All-Star Western and Demon Knights. Like, I'm really enjoying them.
And I think that shows, though, too, how much I like books that aren't totally weaved together like that. Because the books that are just by themselves, I enjoy because it's something new in every issue that I'm reading.
Right.
It's not the same story in every book.
See, I'm against the grain. I'm not a fan of the Demon Knights.
I
got one left, and they don't impress me, this one, and I'm out.
Well, now there's a horse woman. She's a woman on a horse.
Wait, I remember seeing the art for that.
She's not.
I've seen a video of that before. I came here for you.
She's not half woman, half horse.
She's essentially half woman, half horse because I think she's paralyzed.
She's horsical.
Yeah, horsical. Which is not a horse testicle.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Horsical is not a horse testicle.
No.
Oh. All right.
Moving on.
The only podcast where you talk about horse testicles.
All right, we had already said, moving on.
Wait, we got off topic here. We're talking about comic book.
And women.
What about Hawk and Dove? Anybody else into disliking, liking?
Lee Field's art's bringing the... Lee Field's art, it's just bringing the book down, the story down. It's bringing everything down. And I'm a Hawk and Dove fan. I've been collecting it since it came out, since I was like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Man, that was like before Dirt. I'm surprised they had paper back then.
There we go.
They had paper, but they didn't have the internet. They didn't have podcasts.
Keep it going there, Sacky.
Electricity.
The whole Lee Field thing is just it's really dragging it down. Yeah. It really is.
It makes my eyes hurt.
It makes your eyes hurt, Nick? I thought you were a Lee Field fan.
No. I think he's ridiculous. That's why I get his stuff. I get entertainment out of it from a completely different level. Art criticism. I look at the feet.
Right.
What's funny about it is Lee Field started out on Hawk and Dove all them years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and back then the art was just hokey, but it was passable.
Oh, it was the 90s.
There was a certain energy to it that was enjoyable to look at.
Yeah.
Was that from his Levi's?
There was,
No, it was before the Levi's.
I actually really like Rob Liefeld. I'm going to buy the trade of Hawk and Dove just because he's drawing it. Yeah, although I appreciate what you guys are saying. Like, I understand that Rob Liefeld kind of sucks because he created Cable, but sometimes draws the scar on the wrong eye. I'm not kidding.
I know. I know you're not kidding about that, but you know what? Liefeld's art has just gotten so bad over the years. It's gotten worse. He can't draw feet. He can't draw hands. Everybody's looking at each other with this big smile. It looks like a big smile.
Maybe they're all really happy.
That huge Liefeld grin. Yeah.
How could they be happy they're being drawn by Liefeld?
Yeah, he used to draw, like, Arcade with that grin.
Yeah, and Strife, and...
I wouldn't want to run into somebody with that grin in real life.
I laugh at him. I would fall
especially
down laughing.
Especially if they were named
I'd be like, are you kidding me? Really?
I'd ask him how their knees supported them.
Yeah. I'd ask him, what did you do? Have your face glued like that?
If your face looked like that and I bumped into you and then I said, who are you? And you said, Shaft? Game over.
Like, big picture here.
I mean, even comic books
are
not wrong.
Comic books are like theater, all right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you know, that table's over there. It's like, that table's over there.
Yeah,
you know,
everything
is exaggerated. Everything is exaggerated.
It's exaggerated.
You watch B-rated movies on Cinemax? Is that what you're telling me?
There's just only so much over-dramatization as you can take.
There's a limit.
Yeah, and Lee Field has hit that limit, and he's gone beyond that limit. If I ever see Art Adams, I'm going to slap him.
Watch him come through the door.
Yeah, watch him come through the door. I will slap him, too.
What did Art Adams have to do with this?
Art Adams created Lee Field.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you look at Lee Field's art.
Mold him out of clay.
No, you look at Lee Field's art.
He was hit with lightning.
Lee Field's art is so close to Art Adams, but it sucks.
Turns out his father is Zeus.
Yeah.
A lot of the Image guys were heavily influenced by Art Adams.
Yeah.
Right. There was a rumor.
By the most.
There was a rumor that at the time, the Image guys invited Art Adams to join Image as a worker, not as a partner. And he was like, no. John Byrne and Art Adams both, they refused unless they'd get partners. Partner status.
So John Byrne will take anything now, though.
Oh, yeah. What's that newest book he's doing, that dossier book?
Cold War?
It's new. Issue 2 just came out today.
Yeah, Cold War.
Is it Cold War?
He created that one, like, cranky character that goes on the internet and just yammers about things, right?
What, himself?
Oh, there you go.
I'm a big
good one.
I like it.
So what did you guys think of Deathstroke?
I didn't read number 2.
Yeah.
Number 2 is just like number 1. Just a lot of,
fun violence.
It's just a lot of over the top craziness. And I kind of like the story because you don't quite know what's going on yet. It's almost like I don't want to say James Bond, but there's like all this espionage, and there's all like there's all these different secret government agencies, or we don't even know if they're government agencies at work.
Yeah,
who's behind it. This, and who's because when you think you know, there's another mysterious organization behind it. Mm-hmm. But
like,
I mean,
I like always like decapitating people. You know?
Yeah,
he leads, like taking like side of their heads off.
Is that Kyle Higgins writing that?
That is Kyle.
And he writes Nightwing too. Is that what else he writes? Nightwing.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like his writing. I mean, not that it's anything great. It's not like
I think he's doing
Shakespearean
a great job.
Writing or anything, but it's for what it is, it's really good.
Well, he wrote Gates of Gotham too, right?
Yeah. I mean, did he write Gates of Gotham?
Scott Snyder did the plot, Snyder, but he wrote the script.
This
so.
Guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's good.
Put him on all like the books.
Him.
Nightwing's been good.
Nightwing was like my favorite Bat book number one. If you can, I mean, it's got to be considered a Bat book.
Yeah. No,
just doesn't have Bat in the title.
Yeah, as long as it has a bat on the symbol, the logo, the book.
What did anybody? What did everybody think about Suicide Squad?
I didn't read number 2 yet.
I really want to like it, but
Oh wait, was that a week one or two book?
It was a week one, or maybe it was week two.
I think it was a week two.
I didn't read that. I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked first one.
I liked the whole concept of Suicide Squad.
I like it more, but
how they brought it out.
Well, it's the same concept as previous Suicide Squads.
It just seems more interesting to me. I
it's an Amanda Waller hit squad.
Yeah, I just like.
I mean, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I thought, the end of it was made me really want to read more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So successful cliffhanger?
Yeah, and not only that, but it seems like there were some surprising choices at the end, and it seems like Deadshot is a little bit more privy to information than everybody else. And some of these new characters, actually, I really liked where they're coming from.
I actually like the new look of Harley Quinn.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I actually do. I don't know.
Is this the first time she's looked like the Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Yeah, they made her trashy and they cleaned up. No, they really didn't clean up the rest of the chicks. I actually thought, and I read Red Hood number 2, and I actually thought that book was really good compared to number 1.
The beginning
was like kind of a frat party kind of fun where they're on the airplane making fun of each other, and then the second half was a good, you know, kind of action comic. I mean, I liked it. It's interesting that I'm noticing Liddell seems to do like 2 books in one. Like, you get to this midpoint and he transitions from like fun and entertaining to something, or
right,
or like in Red Hood number 1 it was action to B-rated Skinamax movie at the end, but in this one it was kind of, you know, fun to action.
And speaking of him though, Teen Titans,
you know what?
I've actually kind of liked.
Yeah, I'm liking the whole aspect of how Robin's coming into, you know, getting Wonder Girl.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I'm actually liking that.
And the whole leader thing of this really fits Tim Drake better, I think, sometimes than even Dick Grayson.
Yeah,
just because of who he's just a different type of person. You know, he's always he figured out who Batman was when they first introduced him. You know, he's always into this type of thing. So. It really works with him being in it and leading the team, and the whole new costume I just love.
Oh, yeah.
I love the wings. It separates him from Robin and even Nightwing as a new, adult character. So.
They keep teasing Superboy in there, but he hasn't been in there yet.
Yeah.
I think they're going to bring him in next issue? I think he's going to be kind of the enemy for him at first, and then
he's going to switch.
Because right now he's part of nowhere, and the Teen Titans are fighting against.
And I think they're going to convince him to be.
Yeah, he'll on the team get out eventually. And they'll fight. And
even though I guess he was on the first cover as part of the team.
Right. Yeah. So
most likely he's going to be in it at some point soon. So.
And you know what, Brett Booth's art, I was always a big fan. I've always been a big fan of his art. Yeah. So it doesn't hurt that too much.
Anybody read Catwoman number 2?
I did. I really liked it. I decided I'm going to keep getting that book after number 2.
I agree. I liked it.
Good. And, you know, it's really cheesecakey art. That's why Guyan March is drawing that book. But he does a good job.
And I really am happy. I was so busy at work the last 2 weeks because I missed all the outrage over her bra and panties again.
Yeah, I could care less for people saying that. It's a Catwoman book, so they're going to put it in there.
DC can publish cheesecake
if they want to publish cheesecake.
Although I was kind of surprised that only had... Was that the one that only had a teen rating on it and not a teen plus?
Oh, it's got T+.
Is it?
Plus, as we discussed in year one, she was a prostitute.
That's two plus.
And they kind of make reference to that.
You kind of expect this type of thing.
To what, the, her being a prostitute?
Yeah, because they said something about back when she ran with the Russians and stuff like that. I mean, it was kind of indirect, but they kind of hinted at that whole past.
I think I like it the most just because it's a Catwoman book where the plot doesn't hinge upon Batman doing something.
Yeah.
Like, the, you know, this issue picks up where the first one left off, so we get kind of the morning after thing. But...
Ha ha!
The, yeah, exactly.
The swing of shame.
But the plot is about Catwoman. It's about what she wants. It's about, you know, her and the mobs, and her trying to steal money and fame from the mobs. And it's good. I like it. I like that it's working well. I'm excited to see where it goes. So,
Aquaman. I kind of liked Aquaman.
I kind of liked Aquaman too.
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
Frankly, I think Fear Itself actually brought Aquaman, or not Fear Itself, Flashpoint brought Aquaman back to life here.
I really haven't seen it. Yeah.
Literally?
No, literally. It was Blackest Night. Yeah, Blackest Night. Yeah. Right about.
No, I like number two. It was good. I agree with you. Yeah, I feel like I'm rooting for him now. You know, the deputy sheriff shows up at the lighthouse and is like, "Are you Aquaman? You kind of look like him, but you're not wearing the orange shirt."
Yeah.
You know, it's just still people kind of scoffing at Aquaman.
Right.
And he's got this look like, dang it, I put up with this every day, but I'm gonna
it's
be
almost
nice.
Like these these people who have been Aquaman haters are being, like, brainwashed in the, you know? Yeah.
I like the fact that he's living on land now with Mira.
Yeah.
Before, when it was an Aquaman book, it was always mostly underwater. I shouldn't say always. But it was always based underwater, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas now he's up with people, and he's going to interact, and he's going to have more to do with this town, I got a feeling. That he's going to have, you know, a big part of this town. And I like the whole creatures from the deep that he doesn't even know what they are, you know?
That's the...
I just hope he becomes the Rodney Dangerfield of the superhero set.
But, Colin, you had an issue with Aquaman, though, the panel...
Oh, the sound effects.
I don't know if you mentioned that in the last podcast.
Well, no, my issue was that there were two word balloons that were in the wrong order, where the guy said, "God, my," which made no sense when something was coming towards him. And then there was a sound effect that...
Hoang.
Yeah,
Hoang.
Thank you.
That's exactly it.
That just didn't make sense. Just they're showing the people talking in the background is whank whank whank.
Wasn't that the sound of these underwater the creatures? Cold. That's
it was, but it didn't make sense. Like, I just didn't
because they have
I don't
their
speak
own speech.
Underwater creatures.
Yeah, but they have their own speech bubbles. They're the garbled.
But that's not a sound of them walking or moving. You know, whank is just.
I'm not really sure what it is.
I don't either. And then the fact that the main guy kept spitting on people. And it said splat. It's that's a heck of a spit to make a splat sound.
Well, I think that spit is more or less he's marking his territory.
Right, right, right. But just the sound effect was just,
the guy is his.
I can't wait to read this now. I mean,
that was my only thing, my only problem with it.
It's good. I like it.
Yeah, it is good.
I'm looking forward to where it's going.
Eyes were all pointing in the right direction.
Dead Man.
Right, exactly.
DC Presents Dead Man. Anybody else?
This is another one that's kind of on the fence because I'm liking this Dead Man story, but after the Dead Man story, I don't know. It depends on the story and the artist, but just sticking strictly to number two, I thought it was really great. I love the kind of underground occult werewolf nightclub that he jumped into.
Yeah.
You know, I like the idea that he's trying to take control of his destiny back from the Brahma...
whatever the god was.
Yeah.
Like that.
And, you know, he has to go down and find the book in which the story of his life is written. So I think it's really cool. I'm really excited to see how this story keeps going. I'm liking Paul Jenkins' writing. I've never read any Paul Jenkins before, but this is pretty cool.
So. Prelude the Schism, man. That's off the hook.
Sorry. You just lost all your credibility.
I've really liked Flash.
Yes.
Yeah. Flash
has been really good, and I love the covers. The Flash.
Yeah. The art inside. He's not aping from J.H. Williams III, but he's definitely taking some ideas and some playing with panels, playing with what you can do on the page.
Is that Francis Manapul?
Yeah, it's been really good, though.
Yeah, I have not cared for his art before, but he's crushing this one. It's really good.
What else
I've read?
How about Grifter?
I have on my list.
I just read Grifter 2.
Was it that bad?
It's just, it could be Grifter, or it could be a guy named Joe. There's no...
It reminds me of Jake Ellis.
Well, sorry, Joe, I didn't mean to bring you up specifically. But,
could just, it be Grifter? Was he a 20-year comic book veteran?
I mean, it's just, there's nothing about the character. It's just some guy who now hears voices and... aliens are after. Doesn't and it, there's no reason he has to be Grifter. There's no reason.
It sort of, I'm a huge fan of Grifter. Yeah. And number one was terribly underwhelming.
Yeah, and number two and was the same.
Like, Grifter was always kind of like short. Han Solo with a bandana over his face.
Right.
And they changed him to be this con artist and, you know, weren't really faithful to the old
Wasn't Grifter. Han Solo a con artist? Kind of?
Well, he was a mercenary, you know. A drifter.
He was a scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Yeah, that's right.
Who said that?
I mean, the literal word grifter means con artist.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He was never really a con artist in the old Wildcats. He was right. A mercenary.
Well, you gotta, right. It's a new take. I mean,
it's a new take. I'm just saying.
It's a new take because whenever he was in Wildcats, aliens were chasing him then.
Really?
Yeah, the Deomites or whatever that
does
name
it feel
was.
Like who is Jake Ellis to you, Colin?
See, I never read any.
Yeah.
Same writer.
Okay, I can see that then.
That's why I asked.
Who's Jake Ellis? That's a whole other world of ball of hurt.
Did you read the end of it?
Yeah.
I didn't.
That wasn't much of an ending. yeah. Glad it was 4 months late. sorry. I know.
You're the Swamp Thing person.
Swamp Thing's been fantastic. Swamp Thing,
good.
Knocking it out of the park.
Animal Man's been really good.
I felt like Animal Man 2 dragged, kind of. I liked it.
No, it's setting up a lot.
It's setting up a lot, I guess.
Yeah, no, Animal Man I like, but Swamp Thing, I liked how he merged it in with all of the Moore stuff is not written out. It's completely absorbed and made part of it. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I really liked it.
How was 3 on both of those books?
I didn't get to them.
What?
I only read 3 books last night. I did my best.
The Boys?
Yep. You know it. Top of the pile, still the best book out there.
I have no idea what the other two would have been.
I read Action, and surprisingly, I read Stormwatch.
And you liked it.
I liked it a lot. I like where it's going. Number 2, I was not thrilled with. Number 3, I really like where it's going.
I'm having a hard time getting used to the characters besides, like, Manhunter. Everybody else, like, they have, like, 3 names for different people. Like, the one girl, they call her, like...
There's a lot more of that because what happened in this one was a lot of Midnighter kind of going, what's your deal? Hmm. And kind of figuring and explaining what each
kind
person does.
Back,
yeah, that they should have done earlier. But, I really like that one. I think what else did I read?
What about Batman? What number 2 thoughts on number 2 Batman?
You know, I don't remember anything about it specifically other than I'm on for the ride. It's I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it was good.
That's the one where he's talking about Wayne Tower and all that. Yeah.
I like that because Snyder's really good at weaving those things in, you know, taking something really mundane and making it, you know, a plot point.
Yeah.
But there's obviously something going on with this March character, this government guy. Or else he wouldn't be here so often.
What else did
he I just hope he doesn't drag that out too long, because I think it's kind of obvious that there's something fishy with him.
The politician guy?
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it's good Snyder Batman.
Yeah.
There's nothing really else that you could...
Yeah, no, that's been good.
I mean, and Capullo's art is really good, too.
No, I actually liked Batman and Robin.
I like it too.
I like how they set up something different that everybody thought it was going to go in the direction of you know, Bruce teaching Damian to be, you know, a lot better than he is, you know, but it's not. It's going in the opposite direction that Damian's wanting more out of Bruce as a father, and I thought that was a cool direction that they took it. Also, they had Ace and it at the end. I was really happy about that.
Ace the Bat.
Ace the Bat.
My problem with that one was I didn't know who the guy was he was talking to.
I think that's supposed to be the villain from the first issue who killed the Batman Inc. member from Russia.
Yeah.
But it seemed like he knew him. And
yeah, I think that's what they're implying.
Yeah, I found that very... What?
I didn't know who he was at all. I was completely... Was it Morgan?
Yeah, I think that was the only really confusing thing.
I guess I'm interested to see how they develop that and how he knows this guy. I assume it's someone that he met. Because I think he mentions Henry Ducard. And Henry Ducard trained Batman in the art of detective skills, things yeah. like that. So.
Right. No, I got that. But, the Morgan guy, I'm like, I don't know who this is.
No, yeah. I know what you mean.
And I like how they really showed Alfred as being, like, this grandfather figure.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool, how he was trying to tell Bruce, you know, what he needed to do. Bruce really didn't get it, you know. So, yeah, that was cool. But setting up all that... You know, future story was just, I can't wait for that.
How about Superboy? What did everybody think of Superboy number 2?
I can't.
Yeah, really? Me too.
Yeah.
What, which one?
Superboy number 2?
Yeah, no, that's been good.
Well, I thought it was good to just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not loving it. Something was different about number 2, and I just was really bored by the issue. Like, I know they're trying to test Superboy's powers. I know Nola wants to use him as a weapon against Teen Titans and against superheroes in general. I guess I just feel like, since this is kind of a story that's running through both Superboy and Teen Titans, I don't feel like there's enough there for them both to merit their own story. I feel like these both could have been in one book.
I thought
Teen Titans was kind of flat with number 2 as well. I wouldn't mind if both stories were in one book.
Well, mainly, I don't know what they're going to do with Superboy after he joins the Teen Titans. I don't know what they're going to do with the book.
Yeah. That's why we should read and find out.
Yeah. I always thought they should just give Red Robin his book back, because I was actually enjoying it until the end.
They might. The end of the Red Robin. I mean, they might bring it back, but part of what they might have thought is, holy cow, how many Batman Bat books do we need? But if people want, you know, that back.
They gave Batwing his own book, but they didn't give Man of Bats his own book.
Yeah. That was an oversight, but that'll be reflected after the 15th title is canceled.
We need to all send letters. Oh, it's email.
After Leviathan.
Women in the past, though.
After that.
Right. Yeah, that could be.
It's going to be spinning out of Leviathan.
That could be.
What do you guys think the first title to be canceled is going to be?
Hawk and Dove.
You're not casting any hope on that one, are you?
I'm reading it, and this probably will be the last issue I'm reading, because Condor and Swan, or whatever they're called, just...
How are sales on Static Shock?
You know, it was a guy who was in, and that was the only one he bought. And he's loving it, so it's interesting.
I guess it's
a selected
audience.
Sales are
one. No. I sold more than that, but it was just funny when that one guy was all excited about that book. I'm like, that's the neat thing about this is people are excited about different things.
Is that the only one with a Pittsburgh artist on it?
I have no idea, Joe.
We have a handful of Pittsburgh artists.
Scott McDaniel lives in Minerva.
He's from Annabelle, yes.
Oh, okay. Rovers.
But, I mean, some are definitely doing better than those. Some are surprising me how poorly they're doing when I thought they would do much better. Things like All-Star Western. Batwoman is not selling well.
Really?
Sad
face.
I know.
How is that possible?
I know, but I'm under 20 copies on Batwoman. But I'm selling 100 copies of Detective. I don't get it.
Are you selling a lot more Batgirl than Batwoman?
Probably, yeah. I'm just very surprised. Because I ordered really strong on it, thinking this one's going to be really good. But even when it was in Detective, it didn't sell well. But Detective never sold well, even with Snyder. It never sold well.
That's what you said. That surprises
me. Yeah. I don't know why.
People seem to be comfortable with the characters that they have.
But like Batman would routinely outsell Detective 2-1.
And yet Detective was probably better by a factor of 4-1.
And right now, Detective was my top-selling number one.
Number one?
Yeah.
Really? Even over Action and Justice League?
Justice League, yeah. Action, I can...
Maybe not Justice League, but because I was only checking sales in September, so...
Because Justice League had like 17 prints and
Justice Right, but Justice League... But they also... That's
I've got
in
six
August,
copies of it so. Myself. Maybe seven. Seven. I have 7 copies of Justice League 1.
You have 2 plus the digital combo pack. Plus
there's 3 digital combo packs and a 4th print.
I wasn't counting all. I just ran the report on top-selling books, not adding in everything. Okay, that's enough DC. People have flocked away. Fear Itself Aftermath, as the books have started. We got with the first Shattered Heroes last week. And
which was Shattered
Heroes? I don't know. One of them.
One of those ones. I actually caught up on all my Marvel, and I don't remember one of them being Shattered.
One of them had a Shattered Hero banner across the top. Any thoughts in the aftermath of what's going on in Marvel?
I think once 7 ended, I'm just going to get the point issues, and I don't think I'm going to get any of the tie-ins, because I'm done with Fear Itself.
Okay.
It's time for it to end.
Fear Itself, as someone who read Fear Itself in the last week,
I didn't read it until last week at the podcast. You guys said you were starting to talk about it. I was like, well, I can't go to that. It's going to ruin the epic event, comic event of the millennium.
Okay, now, for as somebody who read it all at once.
Read it all at once.
Give us your...
There are definitely lulls in the action. Like, there's not a lot that happens in seven issues. If it would have been like a four-issue miniseries, it would probably would have been really, really good. And it, I don't think it was bad, but I also didn't have the downtime that you guys had, and I didn't read any books. The only Marvel book I read is Fear Itself. I didn't read Iron Man. I didn't read Thor. I didn't read X-Factor. I didn't have it bleed into everything else that I wanted to do. I read it just as a miniseries, just as an event. And it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be based upon the complaints that I had heard from people.
I thought,
I read it, like I said, just
thumbs up.
Yeah. Well, 1.5 thumbs up.
I thought it started off really well. 2 and 3 were kind of, and then it was pretty.
Nothing.
2 and 3 were nothing.
Nothing. I don't really feel like anything transpired of any consequence.
That would look good in the dust jacket.
Between 1 and 7. Like, I feel like 2 through 6 were the same story.
3, 4, and 5 had, or no, 4, 5, and 6.
4, 5, and 6 were okay.
4, 5, and 6 were where it picked up, and 7 village. It just ended.
Very abruptly. 7, the ending, and I didn't really. One of the 4 epilogues I found appealing and I found interesting. Like, the Hulk epilogue is really
Hulk?
Interesting.
Was that Shattered?
But. Hulk's on the cover of Shattered Heroes.
That might have been one of the Shattered Heroes. Hulk one.
But yeah, I mean, it didn't have the... I mean, it was going up against Flashpoint at the time, and Flashpoint as a comic book event was much, much better. But normally, alternate universes are, because they're not beholden upon anything. They can just do whatever they want, and that makes for more interesting reads. But, I mean, I like the story. I feel like every issue was the same almost a lot of the time. Oh, the serpent's out. Oh, yeah. He's making everyone scared.
Imagine
when are we going to get these swords?
Where it's like,
yeah,
how many
and that's what I don't understand.
That scene of Tony Stark standing at
Odin.
Well, no, him making his speech
his,
at the from the very beginning where he was standing at Asgard saying, "We'll rebuild." I think same 4-page thing was in every single book.
I mean, I thought it was a 7-issue event. 7 was definitely too long.
Yeah.
Monthly was too long to wait for it because there wasn't a whole lot happening.
And it actually,
but it was
except for 7, it's a
pretty good story.
The only, I think the main problem isn't just the book, too. It's how much it did cross into whatever we read already.
Yeah, and you guys who read Marvel, I read DC. I read DC. I don't read any Marvel ongoing.
Because we were seeing a lot of the same events happening in Fear Itself as we were seeing in Iron Man and Avengers. Avengers had nothing going on. I mean, it was just a, I don't know, for a book that was doing real well, which was Secret Avengers.
It killed
it. It really killed the book.
Yeah, it's what you guys had said.
And it,
and Warren Ellis didn't help it out in the first 2 issues he wrote.
And I like how the new formula to Secret Avengers is throwing in Steve Rogers and a couple other guys, you know, and that's it.
And
like
not
they're choosing
to,
characters for a video game, you know.
And I read the first 7.1, and I'm usually not up to date or ahead of anybody, but I read the first 7.1 already. And, I mean, he's got an interesting idea behind it afterwards, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody who hasn't read it. Since it just came out today, but I don't think it furthers the story.
Seeing
as how
Colin and Adam and I know, and the other three don't read these Marvel, you're already
started.
Yeah, it just doesn't. I don't feel like it furthered the story. I feel like this 7.1.
Do you actually read them, or do you read them in like a?
No, I read them as they go, so I can keep up with the conversation.
And then you throw it away.
When I buy things in the magazine format, I buy them, read them, and then either give them away or throw them away. But things in hardcover and trade, I keep.
Well, Justin's going to have a stroke over here. You keep talking about throwing away books.
I have 7 copies of Justice League 1, so I mean...
Yeah, I used to be like that, but once you get so many...
Joe, you've just
values in reading them.
Lost your veterans.
You've just lost your veterans.
How many times have you opened them up and reread them?
We can't take you seriously.
I just very recently started rereading certain comic books.
Well, for me, if it's in hardcover, I'm a lot more apt to pick it up again. Once I put it in plastic, it's like in the coffin. It's like in the vault, and it's never
this
coming
back.
This
is why I'm going to resealable bags with no tape.
You could always have your comics bound like Sean Wheatley.
I'm not interested.
Who?
Sean.
Don't know who you're talking. I don't remember.
Left Coast Love.
We used to have a guy named Sean that used to come here.
We had 2 guys named Sean who used to come in.
That's awesome.
I like the Fearless.
Nick's taking us on a tour of his collecting room.
As much
are those all drawer boxes, Nick?
I've got 95 drawer boxes, but I haven't put away any of my books. I don't know if you can see, and filtered them in 2.5 years.
You have 2.5 years of books unbagged and boarded?
No, no, I get them bagged and boarded, but they're just like...
In stacks?
All over the place.
Now, what do we call this room here?
I love this guy.
This is room two of my second floor. This is the comic room. It's the only thing in here besides, like, maybe about 600 DVDs.
I was really hoping you'd call it the comic room.
the vault.
But I have 2.5 other rooms, too, that are just comics.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've been working. I've been banished from my upstairs room.
I got the second floor.
Due to the pending birth of a child, so I've started working on the man cave, and it's not nearly quite as good, but it's a lot of fun.
Raising them right, put them in the comic room.
Nick, you need to make like a video that's like touring all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's just messy. Right now. I would, but it's messy, and I'm not there yet. Like, I still have about I have a fair amount of comics, but I have a ton of trades, and I probably have about 1,400 trades. And I have about...
And he knows what happened on every page of every book. That's what I find astonishing, is he can remember everything.
Yeah, that's part of what makes me, I guess.
Would you be like, remember that book and that page? Oh, you mean this guy. Yes, that's the guy we met, exactly.
It's the variety of continuity that's tricky to keep, you know, it's like remembering, like, all right, was that in the, like, the pre-crisis continuity, you know, pre-Zero Hour, was it Earth 2, was it the Justice League animated series, you know, it's a lot of stuff.
Aren't you worried that this might cause a tumor or something?
I just feel like one day I'm going to not know how to, like, you know, tie my shoes or math or know what spaghetti is.
Matt, you said you liked the Fearless?
I liked Fearless.
Because I almost thought, I told Colin, I'm like, I'm going trade. I'm out of Marvel events except for trade. But then I read Fear itself and... I was like, well, maybe I can read The Fearless.
I liked, as much as we made fun of Valkyrie and Sin together and all that stuff, the premise of the book is good. Well, it's interesting.
My problem with the premise is that Sin doesn't even get sent to jail.
She broke out. Crossbones broke out.
Wow, that's a fantastic prison system they have.
Which prison system is good in comic books?
Crossbones. Yeah. So,
it should be the equivalent of, like, Bin Laden, right?
Yeah, but if we're gonna talk about realism... Batman would have killed the Joker in the 50s.
Right, no, but not realism, but she didn't even make it to the end of Fear Itself 7. She was broken out of prison by the end of Fear Itself 7, which made no sense.
Well, that's how you get them early, before they're in full...
She knew she was going to get caught, she had a plan for that.
There you go, okay. Yeah. and just such really C-list characters, you know, carrying a 12-issue book. That's all.
Who's C-list? Valkyrie?
Valkyrie and Sin? Yeah.
I was thinking maybe Sin's knockoff. Scotty. Or everybody's trying to figure out how Thor killed...
That could be.
Killed this.
But, and I just find it odd that at the end of Fear Itself, it was, don't worry about the hammers, they're depowered, and then Steve Rogers found them all, and now Valkyrie's going for them all. Because he's like, don't worry about them, we have them locked away. And it's just... Why? I don't understand.
Well, Valkyrie said that they're Asgardian, and she feels responsible for the... And she wants to reclaim them and take them to Asgard so they never get out again.
Just seems like Fear Itself is never going to end. That's my concern.
Yeah.
And then we get to the end of this, and Sin's going to have some, and Valkyrie's going to have some, and then we're going to have the Fearless War when they battle each other. And it's just...
I think once they have the weapons, then they'll be able to fight It, which is coming, by the way.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right.
Wait, I don't know what that meant. We already know what It is, don't we?
What?
Did they have an ad already in one of the books? That,
yeah.
Is it? I thought it was the Phoenix.
Yes.
Everything's supposed to be the Phoenix. Whatever.
Yeah. Scott's going to be so happy, but he, you know...
He's with Emma.
The page is just like total just fire, but in the middle...
Imagine the conflict. Yeah, who's with Namor, yeah.
And,
which read very awkwardly.
Yeah, yeah, and then Sue Storm, and then Reed Richards, and why don't they just, you know...
Was that recently?
Settle this together. It was in the one that came out today.
Oh, I didn't realize
that.
Is everybody excited for Fantastic Four?
Number 600, you mean?
Yeah.
I am, because I'm tired of...
I'm
going
to have to take out a loan just to get
it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why? What's wrong with it?
$8 for 100 pages.
No, it's not 100
pages. American dollars. Oh, wow.
I thought it was.
Does it have variants?
Oh, yes, lots of variants.
Now, what are the variants?
I'm sitting here going, well, there's a 1 in 50 and a 1 in 100. I'm like, who is going to order 100 copies of an $8 book? That's not something you can throw in a
dollar
box.
Book be the normal ratio?
I won't be getting it. So.
But if you were.
What do you mean?
Would it be the normal rate? It's an eighth of a book, so it's costing you so much more to get
right.
it. You can't
right.
really just assume to make up the difference on that.
Right.
It would depend if he was ordering 100 to begin with or not.
Yeah,
if he was. If he stretched it for you, then
yes.
Yeah.
I don't want
so
it.
So will
I
just you sell as many as you normally do?
I ordered the same as I've been selling of FF.
And does FF come out the same day?
Yeah, FF continues.
That's what I mean,
so,
does it...
Not the same day.
I don't...
Same.
Who knows the same
day. I
thought
they said they were, but I wasn't sure.
So FF, they're counting the FF to get to 600, and then they're continuing FF.
Yeah, FF's getting
yes.
its own number now.
Is FF going back to 1?
No.
No.
FF will continue.
But it's just
going to
continue
with
the number. So this
yes.
book is like double run.
Well,
right.
Fantastic Four is
right.
going to go back to
600. But it wasn't at 600. It was at like 588 or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, you know where Enron's accountants went?
So these 12 issues.
Missing issues.
Hey, know what's in the new previews? Wolverine 300.
The 1 through 12 and the 588 through 599.
Yeah, Colin.
Which makes,
yeah.
I noticed you have a lot of copies of Pennies for the Soul.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you just really believe in this book?
No, it sold very well.
Really?
It started out very well.
Yeah, yeah. I picked this up the other day. The artist actually gave it to me at a convention.
What?
And I was really impressed
by it.
Big
Dog Inc.?
Yeah, Big Dog Inc. It's about a devil girl who sets up shop in Las Vegas, opens a casino, and offers $10,000 in exchange for any man's soul who comes to the casino.
You can actually barter for the... And I've read that whole series. There's actually an alternative to the $10,000.
Oh, yeah? Tell me more.
No, no.
Oh, spoilers
you'll find
on.
You'll find
spoilers
out
on.
It's an issue 2 or 3.
Okay. So issue 1, Knock My Socks Off. And I expected to totally hate it.
It's,
I read it and I was like, this
it's
is
really
good
because towards the end there's a whole lot of religious overtones and it's kind of making fun of it at the same time as like using the mythos to kind of make the book more interesting. It's good. I really liked it.
Yeah? Sweet, so, sweet.
And it started the second, I think the first runs in trade already in the
maybe I don't remember.
And then
there's a new there's a second one coming out.
Second
right
one just started.
Yeah.
A sequel to the miniseries.
Yeah.
Started I
no,
know
number 2 came out today.
Yeah, I was just saying I think
I could read
came out today.
False I can't
False
read.
Prophet.
There we go. I had yeah. to write too small. And the eyes are gone. One other thing I thought we talked about was Regenesis, but now that I realize that half all the Team Blue books just came out today, so no point in talking
what,
about
what
that
are the
yet.
Team Blue books?
Team Blue is Uncanny X-Men number 1. First number 1 in a while. X-Men and New Mutants all came out this week.
I'm reading 2 out of the 3.
I read 1.
Because even Regenesis can't get me to buy a Gishler book.
Oh, come on. It's Gishler. They're still in the Savage Land.
Fighting vampires?
Yeah, he's fighting War Machine.
Dinosaurs.
Storm versus War Machine.
Yeah, what's up with... I read Astonishing X-Men for the first time in a while last week, and it was...
Good luck.
Well, no, it was a filler issue. It was a one-shot in between...
They've all been filler issues since...
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, but yeah, so it was in between arcs, but the next issue is the Scott kissing the Mohawk-ridden
right.
Storm.
Which is weird, because the ad was in Uncanny, and it just in an odd place, and I just remember going, what?
Yeah, but I bought the book because of Art Adams' cover, and I figured if I might as well read it.
Cover sold a book, yay!
And it was a good
miss
story.
The cover,
huh?
Is he couldn't miss that cover?
Yeah, no.
I'm waiting for the Dynamite nude variant.
Speaking of X-Men, did you guys see the?
I didn't know where you were going there. Okay, sorry.
Did you see the course load at Jean Grey
yes.
School Prior Learning?
Yes.
There's some funny jokes in there.
Was that in the back of X-Men?
Wolverine.
Yeah, Wolverine.
There's some great ones in there. My favorite one was the forgetting everything you learned from Emma Frost. and that's Ethics 101. That's great.
I thought the Wolverine book was really good in general.
Yeah, me too.
I liked it.
It's awesome.
Things.
Mm-hmm. Except for...
Oh, I'll give you my overtime.
Yeah, they're all
except
good.
For
awesome.
Bacalo or Bocciolo.
Oh, come on!
I love the cello
that's
art.
Me too.
And sadly, I was just looking through the Marvel previews, and he's off by number 3.
Oh, of course.
And it's
yeah.
Nick Bradshaw, who
that's
I
a big change.
Really don't like. Yeah.
What's he famous for?
Nothing.
Nothing I know of other than art I don't like.
Did you guys see the tagline for the school?
What? No.
The best there is at what we do.
Okay, very good.
Nice.
You know, I will say I liked his interior art on that. It didn't... He always seems to draw kind of people, like, short and stumpy. Like,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
How
yeah.
Wolverine's
well,
drawn.
Wolverine
draws,
is short and stumpy.
He draws everybody that way.
I will give just a quick note on The Boys. There is an X-Men member cameo in the current issue of The Boys.
Was he a member of the G-Men?
No.
Huh.
Yeah, you'll see when you read. But it was very funny. And then, well, it was month. Wolverine. And then later on, the guy's on the phone. He's like, wait, he's the best at what he does? What? Mm-hmm. And then he just moves right on. It's very funny.
I'm four issues behind on The Boys.
On The Boys?
Well, two Boys and two Butcher. I know. I'm sorry.
Priorities, man. Yeah. Priorities.
Dude, I've been telling you, Arkham City's been taking all my time. Yeah. It isn't work-related.
Video game. And then you complain that your wrist hurts.
His copy.
Yeah.
It is still pristine mint. I'm keeping it minty fresh along with my Arkham Asylum. Okay. Ryan, what's your favorite book you've read lately?
I had to put him on the spot. Yeah.
Well, I'm putting him on. I have my notes. There you go.
He's also.
Last week I picked up Captain America and Bucky number 6.
Oh, that's right. You were going to give us your dissertation.
It was really great. I loved it. I can't.
Wow, good. Because I read the first one and I just went meh.
Really?
Pass.
I thought it was really good. Yeah. I think it's really fun. I mean, it is a great entry point. I was looking through some of the older previews and for 620, they were like great entry point. You know, for the little bullet points of what the issue was about. But it was. I thought it was good. I mean, I've kept up with, you know, I know that Winter Soldier is Bucky and all that kind of stuff. And this is kind of going back and showing him and Cap in World War II, which I really like because I always feel like there aren't a lot of good, well, I don't know of a lot of good stories from that era. And that's just because I don't know a lot of Marvel stuff. And I don't remember exactly which issue, but there was one issue where Bucky was talking about how him and Toro weren't really considered part of the Invaders. I mean, they were, but they didn't really get top billing because that's what Namor and Human Torch and Cap were there for, and they were kind of the sidekicks. And there's some really great interplay with Namor kind of criticizing them, and I think Namor has to come save Bucky's skin when they're landing on a beach. And, you know, Namor makes this, you know, really Namor-ish awful comment, just kind of like, you know, stop wasting my time, and then he picks up a tank and hurls it into the ocean. The stories were pretty complete from issue to issue. I mean, there's an overarching plot, but, you know, I could have picked up just 621 and read that and gotten the point. It's definitely making me more and more interested in picking up Brubaker's Cap stuff. I know his Cap run kind of ties heavily into Civil War and not heavily, but I mean, I know Cap doesn't die in Civil War, but, you know, that whole, it's like right, you guys were saying with Fear Itself, like, Civil War kind of tied into all the books, kind of not took over the plot, but influenced it heavily. But I like it. I think it's really fun. It's making me more
interested. But I would say if you read the Wikipedia entry on Civil War, you would know enough to read Captain America comfortably.
I don't want
to
do that.
Because really, Civil War, him dying in Civil War was only really to introduce...
It was an issue Winter after, Soldier, wasn't it?
...as a new Cap.
Well, I guess...
Winter Soldier was Red Menace. Wasn't that the first...
Yeah, Red Menace was, but as wasn't a new, that before as Civil a new War? Captain America, though.
But, no, I like this book. And I guess, you know, the next issue, they're supposed to go into the Cold War era. Maybe for the cover is Winter Soldier and Black Widow. So I'm interested in that.
Well, that's interesting.
Did you see the reveal today from on Bleeding Cool, though?
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah. It's not super spoilery.
Winter Soldier ongoing next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's at the end of 7.1. Okay, they promo that.
But
I don't... I mean,
but he's dead. I don't understand.
Apparently, he's not.
Tom Brevoort said he's dead, so I'm going with what Tom said.
The fact that it's somebody else.
These are supposed to be older stories.
It was an LMD
throwbacks.
Yeah, but they said the Human Torch was dead too. So,
but no, I really like.
They don't let him die very long.
It's really making me more interested in reading more Marvel stuff. I have sort of a cherry-picked collection of things that I'm going to start looking more into as they come out.
I really like it mainly because you didn't really know too much about the Winter Soldier. And I think it's really going into that character a little more.
Yeah.
To introduce that character. Because you know a little bit of his story, but not a lot.
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, they're showing Captain America and Bucky in World War II, but usually when we get those scenes, it's, you know, in the movie at least, it was, you know, Captain America fighting a tank by himself. It was kind of a really fun action movie-ish
Well, especially that last issue where Bucky and Toro went and did the stuff on the road.
Yeah, they're making it... It's meaningful, you know, Bucky and Toro decide they're going to go liberate an American soldier that's been captured, and they get to the German base camp, and they're totally confused because they've never heard of or seen a concentration camp before.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bucky's so upset about it that he just goes into a rage and just starts, like, annihilating Nazi soldiers.
Because everybody hates Nazis, well, especially right. Little blue space ones.
But even in an earlier issue, Bucky was trying to stop someone from, you know, sabotaging a train, and he ends up having to kill the guy, and that's the first time that he had killed anybody, and he's pretty rattled by it, and yeah. He decides that he's just not going to talk about it.
You know, at first I liked the story, but not the art, but Samney's art grew really on me it. Over the four issues. Like, yeah. It started out, I was kind of like, eh, but is it... As you get used to it, it's kind of cool. I
liked it from page one. I mean, it is different. It's different than what I thought would be in a Captain America book. It's
yeah.
I don't even know what to compare it to. I don't want to say it's cartoony, but it's not.
Yeah, it's
not the action stuff that you're used to either.
It feels more of a kid's art, not like comic strip-ish more than comic bookish.
I just don't get why they didn't just keep Captain America, and then brought out a Cap and Bucky book.
Because you need a number one for the movie, and the number one had to have Rogers. Come on.
Yeah, that's exactly. Oh yeah.
Well, the number one opens with the funeral of Peggy Carter. What? Bucky had just died either the week before in Fear Itself. So you segue into he's at a funeral. Oh, it's for Bucky. Oh, Peggy Carter. Who's Peggy Carter?
You ought to know who Peggy Carter was.
If you hadn't seen the movie,
right?
But when you read it before you see the movie,
I knew it was. I still thought
I know who Peggy Carter is, but you're assuming it's Bucky, and all of a sudden they say Peggy Carter. When has she been relevant in the last 10 years?
They did go and visit her.
Oh, absolutely, it was on purpose for the movie. But I'm just saying it came out before the movie, so it was very confusing.
I feel incredibly lucky that I'm reading all this with no back knowledge of the Breaker series or anything. I feel less
well. You don't really have to know anything.
You're not reading the Captain America stuff, are you? You're reading Cap and Bucky.
No, I just Cap and Bucky last week was the first thing I picked up,
and it's the better of the two Cap books.
But then again, I think if he picked up
the one that's coming out
as a new Cap reader, though, I think if he picked up that book, I think he would be able to go with it.
Is it five? Oh, Cap's still at three.
Yeah.
But I guess what I meant, though, is, you know, they've read the older Cap series. They've read the older Brubaker stuff. That,
yeah.
Like Colin was saying, I could see how that would be jarring if you were expecting to see one person's funeral. And it's
reading Fear Itself, where he dies in Fear Itself, and then the next week, here's Cap 1.
Yeah,
and you assume it's going to address it.
The funeral he was at until they mentioned it.
From what you mentioned, they haven't even mentioned Bucky's death at all. They haven't.
7.1. 7.1. Get it while it's hot.
I'm going to get into the...
Well, I mean, in Captain America.
Did you read Fear?
They haven't mentioned him at all.
You read Fear Itself?
No.
Okay, then don't get .1.
I was going to say, I'm not going to jump into the .1.
Actually, him becoming Captain America again
is
really confusing. Because in some books, he's still... what do they call the super soldier?
Yeah.
And some
it's just a different uniform. I mean, Wolverine has six of them. Steve Rogers could have two.
I think he made it because of the shield and everything getting the crack in it, that he was becoming that symbol.
Definitely up to four.
He can't just jump back and forth.
He's becoming the Liberty Bell? He's going to change his name to
Liberty
Bell?
Yeah, he's the Liberty Bell. It gives a character.
Go back to Jesse Quick, actually.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
Joe, what do you read lately you like, besides Penny for the Soul?
Oh, man, Penny for the Soul. I think I shot my wad.
Hey now, clean podcast. Sugar Shane, what do you got? other than moving away from Joe.
Maybe New Guardians. That's really good. Or I'm still liking the DC Universe Online
book. Okay, cool. That cover for that last one made me want to read it.
Sure, it looks great. Yeah. I got it on my screensaver, actually.
Cool.
Something happened in New Guardians number 2 that I've been waiting to happen since Blackest Night.
Ganthet being lobotomized?
Oh, no. Kyle Rayner getting one of every ring and being a white lantern.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yep.
Oh, way to ruin Alan, too.
Try reading the books,
really,
man.
Yeah. Is that really what he is?
He's like more of a silver color. Like, he's
he didn't look white to me.
No, he wasn't white. He wasn't the White Lantern.
And he didn't have the White Lantern logo, so he definitely wasn't white.
He had all the rings.
But that's when they left you. You don't know what it was.
My one problem with that book, sorry, regressing because I was ringing somebody up, and you may have talked about it, but when Bleeze vomits and he makes the little spout and shoots it up, and it was, what, 1 million gallons?
It was,
of blood that she then shot up into the air.
Where's it going to go?
It's going to come down. You know, I remember reading that going...
People shooting bullets in the air.
Some unlucky homeless man.
Yeah, it just...
It's like a Christian miracle. It's fucking raining blood.
It was one of those...
Slayer song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Slayer's like, all right, guys, let's go out and play.
Okay, Justin.
Striper.
Favorite I've really been reading... Well, I've been reading Fear Itself a lot lately to get caught up, and...
You really emphasize the comma in Fear...
itself.
Yeah. It's a lot.
I fear fear itself.
I'm really looking forward to Batwing 3. Yeah, that was the book that I got today that I'm really looking forward to going home and reading the most, because I really like Batwing.
Cool. Boys, Butcher Baker, Candlestick Maker. Both those books, I can't recommend enough. I eagerly await each one, and I'm so happy that they're alternating right now. So it's only there's only 1 week when I'm not getting a boys book, because that's just been so good. So good.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Well, it's boys, then an off week. Yeah. But it's still.
You have to ask Nick.
Nick, favorite 18 books you've read in the last 2 hours?
I've read a few in the last couple hours, but no, Wolverine and the X-Men is definitely my top book I've read in the last week. I think we talked about that a lot. What we haven't talked about a lot, which I don't think I absolutely loved, but I think it's worth talking about, is Spider Island. That ended, and that was a thing for a while.
Yeah, I haven't read the epilogue that came out today yet.
We did talk about it last week, didn't we?
A little bit.
I like some of it. Some of it made no sense, only in the fact that you needed to read all the tie-ins.
Yeah.
Like the fact, when was Captain America...
Yeah.
Involved in it at all. I didn't get that at all.
I don't know what issue
it was in Venom. No, it was in Venom.
Was it in Venom?
Yeah.
And who's reading Venom?
Well, I mean, a lot of people are reading Venom, but
Nick.
Most of the time you don't have to read all of them. But
Matt.
And I didn't understand the whole Kung Fu Spider. What was the point of that?
Well, now he has Spider Sense back, so it doesn't even matter.
Right, but I'm just saying. So I wasn't reading all these, and just a lot of it I found
confusing. See, I thought
confusing.
That was awesome that Peter Parker took Kung Fu lessons from Shang-Chi.
And in a matter of a day, he knew he was a master of Kung Fu.
Why didn't he do that a long time ago? I mean, with Spider Sense and...
Because he had a Spider Sense.
Wouldn't that be great?
But overall, I enjoyed it. I found the ending just a little question mark raising, where he's swinging into the... Or no, they were sitting, watching the sunset, and he's sitting with Mary Jane, not with Carly. I found
that. That's weird, but what I found weirder was I've been reading Spider-Man for a long time, and I've read every appearance of Kane.
Yeah.
And after Kane became a de-Spider-fied or whatever, he essentially reverted to a character that he's never been.
Right.
He's been a murderer and a killer and a, you know, kind of a disgruntled, angry guy his whole existence. Not so much in that.
I think he was too much like Peter Parker in this.
Well, wait till you read point one next week and see the future of the Scarlet Spider.
He turned a new leaf, man.
Wait, there's a point one?
I want to read I would rather read him not angry and angsty. So I read it and I'm like, well, this isn't right, but I like it.
Well, I find it funny now after reading the 7.1. We're now going to have two characters strolling the highways of America trying to right wrongs. It's very much...
Who's the other one?
I can't tell you. Didn't read the book yet. Yeah, Bucky and Scarlet Spider. He's now riding a bus across the country to right wrongs.
That's the Megabus?
I'll be there.
It's a Greyhound.
He should be riding Megabus.
That's what Batman's doing, right?
But I just find it interesting. It's like somebody had that idea and now, we can do that with him. And him.
John Romita Jr.
Does that reveal who Scarlet Spider is?
Yeah. Oh.
Is it Kane?
Yeah, it's Kane.
Deadpool.
Yes.
It's Deadpool. No, but and Beth's the Carly really thing like was she was off fighting something else.
Did we see her after?
I don't know if we saw her.
But it just showed them sitting after, you know, she said she loved him. You know, it was a very much of an interesting...
I think they just need to get rid of the character and act like she didn't exist.
Well, Mary Jane's awesome.
Well, maybe we can... No, we want Carly. Mary Jane. Yeah, get Carly.
Oh.
Maybe we can get Mephisto back involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't mind Carly Cooper, though, when they first had her on there. When she was just a friend of his.
What?
Turn down your computer, Nick.
We're getting some feedback.
Still?
Good.
No, we're good.
Better. No. Can you turn down your volume, caller?
This is going to be Larry.
How about now? There you go.
Okay. What do we have left? Matt?
I'm so far behind.
Okay, you don't count. Okay.
We need to get you
Wonder
to
Woman.
Wonder Woman was very good.
I'll do it too, man.
Okay, well, good.
Next week, we got the new previews this week, so maybe we'll touch it. I noticed that Marvel has completely revamped their little book.
Oh, just in time.
Bullet points.
Start reading them.
Bullet points and new formats. And one thing I noticed flipping through is it looks like every book's getting a second point one. Because there's a lot of things you can do with a point.
Are they going to be called point one, or are they going to be point twos?
No, but I noticed, like, Secret Avengers specifically, I saw another point one, and I'm like, I know they already had a point one.
Now, it has to be a point one, because if it was a point two, it would be after the first point one.
Well, no, but it'd be like 19.1, but which is better than going to Alphabet or Shapes of Fruit, although I personally like the idea of issue 28, Grape.
Didn't DC do Little Earth?
But I don't like Grape.
No.
Did the Elsewhere World logo.
Yeah.
No, that's not Little Earth. Okay, so we're going to head out of here. We'll see you next week for episode 26, which will mean we've been doing this for 6 months. Thank you.
This is our last
See ya.
It was all a dream. I used to read Wizard Magazine. Marvel versus DC. I don't want to fight no more, y'all. Check this out right here. I was raised in a small southern community. People used to look at me different because I look different. But the song ain't about race, it's about lines in the sand that we draw to keep on producing any hatred. And internet culture only took away the faces for when we had to say negativity and cynicism took the world over. I rolled my bike and grabbed my backpack and hold it over my shoulder and went down to the comic book store with a copy of Me Against the World bumping. I spent my $10 and learned to love the elements that made me feel so relevant. I niche a place to feel something. And I grew up thinking one side was better, and I ignored tradition thinking how the story could shepherd me through the gateways of seeing a world that lay beyond the racks that's fun at the front next to the register. And all I hear is Marvel versus DC, and all I see is a sea of people like me. And all I feel is the hate in their voices, ignoring the choices life has given you and me. And all I hear is Marvel this and DC that. And all I see is a sea of people at my back. If you're trying to stop with all the naysaying, then Adam Warlock is here to keep the tape playing. I made fun of the big guns, the breasts, the muscle bearing chests, absurd jackets and outfits. Each saga and death, the funerals and the time spent with secrets comic creators kept. I was a zombie walking around in a daze. I was a fan with crises on the way. And I still remember back when mom and dad would fight. I'd read a comic and sketch to pass the day. I'm feeling better now, life is smaller now. And I see that I can love it for what these pages say. And sure at times I'm frustrated, but great writing is dope. And sick ass art can be the saving grace. And that's whether it's Green Lantern or X-Men, Ghost Rider or Next Wave, the agent I look through. So that's why when I rap, I try to talk about the things that bring us together the way that comic books do. And all I hear is Marvel versus DC. And all I see is a sea of people like me. And all I feel is the hate in their voices, ignoring the choices life has given you and me. And all I hear is Marvel this and DC that. And all I see is a sea of people at my back. If you're trying to stop with all the naysaying, then Adam Warlock is here to keep the tape playing.
That was a good drum break. Come on.
There ain't a thing that I can do about this black hole. We're all swimming in a dead pool of lost souls. Got more to chew on, sort of like a mind bender. A brainiac on the mic, that's why I stopped going back to the store. Cause the fans were like the walking dead. Just banshees screaming off all their talking heads. It's like they saw Spider-Man, love like Batroc. Corporations raise the price of shutting out the have-nots. And you can call them the Illuminati New World Order. Made a Frankencastle like I told you.
So strange.
Call a doctor.
Oh, dude,
now they gotcha. Weak as Tony Stark when he's chilling out sober. I ain't no Casanova, I can't convince you. Mr. Sinister in your minds, I can't get into. But if you wanna be a Superman, show me. Stop with all the pointless battles like Don Quixote.